There are lots of ways of telling that you are in the city of Los Angeles. By the weather, by the streets, by the fact that you're in Los Angeles. But I learned a new one this week when I was involved with a silent auction for a charity. And looking through the items that people had offered for the auction, I saw that somebody suggested that they contribute 20 boxes of Botox. And I thought, this must be Los Angeles. I don't think they took it. I don't know. I don't know how much 20 boxes of Botox goes for. Presumably the price is inflated. All right. You deserve at least one bad joke. But the reason I bring this up is that we talk about this all the time, but it is certainly symptomatic that we are very powerfully influenced, more so, I think, than in any previous generation, by appearance, by what people look like. I think to myself, yes, Ariel Sharon was very overweight, but nobody ever suggested, as they have with certain American politicians, that he could never win elective office in Israel unless he lost weight. Nobody ever said, you know, Golda Meir is an attractive candidate, but I'm not sure that I like the way she dresses. Just didn't work that way in previous generations. And we see that exact idea combined with another prejudice at work in the Torah portion today. God says to Moses that he has to assemble 70 people around him because he needs an advisory council. But God doesn't say 70 people. God says 70 old people. Zekenim. Now, if I told you that someone who was running for president made sure to surround themselves with old people, you would say, that will never fly. No way somebody can get elected if they start off saying, by the way, I'm going to have a council of the old. Now, we dress it up in translation. We say elders because that sounds better. Everybody likes elder statesmen. No one likes old politician. It's the same thing. And the Torah is explicitly saying old people. And in fact, in the most counterintuitive midrash, in the rabbinic comment that is least likely to appear in any American publication, the rabbis tell us that Abraham was the first person who had the privilege of appearing old. The privilege, the zechut, the merit. It was a good thing. But we know that we don't think that way. That if I said to you, I'm going to give a sermon today about young people, everybody would be interested. If I said, I'm going to talk about old people, everybody would go, really? Old people? But let me ask you a question. Are you wiser than you were 10 years ago? I don't think there's almost anyone who would say no. So why is it that you assume that other people, when they get old, don't get wiser? We know as we age, we get wise. But when you say, yes, the leader wants to surround himself with old people, you go, old people. What are they? They can't even text old people. My mother knows nothing from Instagram. Nothing. But even though old people may not know from texting, may or may not, I'll tell you something they do know from, which is the importance and the ravages of reputation. And when they see what kids do on social media, no, they don't know social media nearly as well as people who are younger, but they might know its consequences better. It's probably true that when the young Israelites saw Moses and the 70 old people, they said, really, old people? But these were the ones who had a memory of Egypt and who knew what slavery was like, even if they weren't quite as adept in the desert as the younger people. And by the way, this is not the only time that God tells Moses to surround himself with 70 old people. He says the same thing at Mount Sinai. In our parsha, it's right before the issue with the desire of quail and meat and ta'ava and the physical appetites of the people. In other words, when things are going bad. At Sinai, it's when things are going good. In other words, in times good and bad, God tells Moses to surround himself with old people, first of all, because no leader of any kind, not even Moses, is adequate on his own. He always needs the counsel and the wisdom and the advice of others. And second, because the more collective experience you have, the more understanding you bring. The Greeks used to say about Plato that whatever road of life you walked down, you found him on the way back. But that wasn't true, I assure you, when Plato was 20. So what the Torah is teaching us is that our sense that people become obsolete the way technology becomes obsolete is exactly the reverse of the truth. That Judaism believes that a great deal of wisdom is in the treasury of the aged, and that we lose it to our peril. I'm sure you were as moved as I was by listening to the soldiers who had been at Normandy. And I thought how incredibly precious that we are in an age where what they have to say will be recorded forever, because that experience changed the world. And to be there is a kind of wisdom that no one can have who didn't experience that day. So if we pay attention in our own lives, we see the truth of what the Torah teaches us. That if you're aware and alert and you care and your heart is open and your mind is supple, then you get wiser and wiser with each passing year. You never get infallible. It's not that old people don't make mistakes as young people make mistakes. Moses made mistakes, and he was pretty smart. But the range of experience is broader. The depth of human understanding is greater. And the history of our people and of people lives in ways that younger people have yet to understand. Mipnei seva takum, we read in Vayikra. Before the old you should stand. Why is that? It's not only because of who they are, but it's because of what is in them. The same reason that you stand before a Torah. Because of the wisdom, the knowledge, the depth, the understanding that everybody accumulates year by year by year, and that grows. Yes, it is true. As you get older, you forget things. Everybody will say that. But it is also true. As you get older, you understand things. And that understanding is precious. And it is why those who haven't gotten there yet, who will be there one day, if they listen to those old people without putting a varnish on it, with not calling them the elders, but the old, they will discover that there are worlds that preceded them that can illuminate their path, and that if Moses needed the advice of old people, then God knows we certainly do. Shabbat Shalom.